Blog Talk Radio.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello, everybody. We're back, finally. Yay. We had some technical difficulty last week. It's all been resolved, as you can tell. Everything is going well. Yay. You know, we keep waiting and waiting and hoping that we're not going to have any problems. But, you know, it's like everything else. You got to remember it's on the internet, and things can change, just little what we call hiccups and that kind of thing. But anyways, I have the lovely Maya Moon with me tonight. Maya, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, and I just, because I tend to be anal, just so everyone knows, it was a technical difficulty on the side of Blog Talk, not our beautiful Miss Natalie and her stars.
Right, exactly. I should have put that in, but glad you said it. Yeah, exactly. Our topic tonight is believe, and you know it's one of my favorite. It's believe when you can't, what you cannot see, hear, touch, you know, see with the eye, but you just know. That we have this as part one because it's probably going to go over to next week. And excuse my voice, it's a little raspy, but, you know, I'll be drinking my little water here with my tea in it, and I have a little bit of tea in there and some lemon and honey. But anyways, this subject, like I said, is probably my favorite because that's how I end the show, believe in things that you cannot see because they really are there. I have proof. Oftentimes, you'll talk to people and they'll say, well, I know there's somebody watching me. I know God is there. Well, nobody's really seen God per se. I mean, you can get him, you can see images of him. A lot of people have. I can't say that nobody has. I have not, but I've seen other things, and I've had things happen to me that there was no way, either one, that I could have survived in a couple of instances. And Maya knows about the image that visited me on the back of my back wall and lit up my whole room. Now that you don't understand some of those things, but sometimes I think you get a feeling. I mean, if you're in tune and you're spiritual enough and of a higher vibration and of the light, I mean, really of the light, you don't really need to see anything with your eyes. You just know. And that has happened to me many, many times, and also with Maya, I'm sure. Right, Maya?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, different things will happen, or you'll get this. What happens with me is, because I'm an empathic, I get these feelings, heavy feelings, big feelings, like I'll get jumpy, I don't get sick or anything, physically sick. I just get these out of the ordinary feelings when I know something's about ready to appear or happen. I can't do it all the time, so I can't apply it to everybody. I'll get it like for my son, and you know, I have no reason to feel this way. I haven't seen anything. There's no reason, but maybe it's your upbringing also, Maya. You know, I was raised a Catholic. I went to Catholic church every day. Well, I had to because I wanted to ride to school. I shouldn't say that, but that's why we did it. It's really funny when you think about it. Or we had to walk a mile, and we didn't really like doing that in the wintertime. And so all my friends got together and said, yeah, we'll go to church. We'll go to Mass, you know. But, you know, I would sit, and this is not against the Catholic church, but I would sit in church as a little girl, Maya, and I'd look around and I'd think, Well, God is supposed to be here. I don't see him. Now, I was little, maybe eight, something like that. I don't see him. Where is he? Everybody's talking about God. And, you know, and the churches were very, you know, ornate, lots of gold. Well, you know what they look like, especially the Catholic Church. That they are just, they're beautiful on the inside. And I leave with this question all the time. Well, I didn't see God. When am I going to see God? You know, and the nuns were there. And, of course, I took catechism and all of that. And it wasn't until I got out of taking all that and going through all the sacraments, as they call them, I really started thinking about it. Well, I never saw God. I never see angels. They talk about the archangels, you know, Archangel Michael and all of them. I've never, you know, with my eyes, I have not seen it. But as we have talked before, Maya, because I was alone so much, I don't think it was necessary for me to see them. But I went along about my business, not even thinking about it. But as we've talked, I feel that I had presence, and I guess it wasn't necessary for me to see something. You know, when you're little and you see something, you get scared. I mean, you're afraid. Oh my gosh, what was that? What was that that I just saw in my living room? But I was protected. But I knew it. And as the older I got, the more I realized, looking back, and actually a lot older, like maybe since meeting Maya Moon. I think she opened some doors for me to make me realize that you could call them entities, you could call them angels around you, but I didn't know it. I didn't see them. Except that I lived this very protected, now remember I was alone, protected life that nothing bothered me. Nothing. I just, you know, did my thing, read my books, watched TV, listened to music. I love music. And so I lived like a carefree life as a little girl. But it wasn't until, maybe 1982, when I had something happen to me because I was very ill. It was like something that I had to see. I think sometimes, Maya, don't you agree that sometimes if you are spiritual and you keep doubting or the angels and God, and yes, there is God, God needs to say, well, okay, Natalie really needs to see this. She's not going to believe us, no way, no how, unless we show her. Because I was a very visual person. I'm really not now. Because something else is open for me. But I was then, back then, I was. And I don't think I'll go over the story again, but I had a wonderful experience, a massive healing, because I was very, very ill, and there wasn't anything anybody could do. And but I was healed, and I, you know, that's one of my greatest stories that I can tell, and I told Maya the first time we talked on the phone, and she said, don't tell me, I'm going to tell you, and she did. But really, you just have to know that there are things, and you can call them entities, you can call them spirits, you can call them angels, whatever you want, but they do exist. And I think I'll give it back to you because my voice is getting raspy and I could talk the whole hour and then I won't have a voice later at all. So, Maya, I'm going to give it back to you for a moment and maybe you can give your take on some things that I've said or anything else you want to add.
Okay, and we'll have to take turns. Our weather here went from last week, we didn't actually get snow. It was about 25 miles north of us, but we got the wind chill factor is below zero, which is cold for our area. And then yesterday it was 65. And so it kicks up. We've been cleaning and it kicks up the dust. We have to use the fire. Well, we don't have to, but we use the wood stove. I know this doesn't have anything to do with Believe, but Believe you're going to get warm if you put wood in the stove because guess what? You do. So I guess it does kind of tie in. Anyways, excuse my cough. Unfortunately, all that dust and the fireplace causes a cough. And I just a reminder, everyone, really be careful. Influenza, at least in the U.S., is just if you're watching the news, I just wanted to bring that up. My guides had asked me to mention that if you get sick, be sure not to put it off as just a cold. Be sure that you get double checked, especially for adults running a temperature, you know, well, we all run a temperature, but a fever. So anyways, I want to welcome everyone. We're always thrilled to have you, whether it's your first time or you've been with us for the last few years. So it is true that we, in order to be spiritual people, in order to be a spiritual person and live spiritually, and everything kind of is interconnected. So it's kind of like the domino effect. And I agreed with what Natalie said. It all starts with belief and what there is no proof of. So whether it's God, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you read the Quran, I mean, what you recognize to be the supreme, the creator, the higher power, even if you believe that to be a part of you, it doesn't matter. I still use the word belief. None of those entities, like Natalie said, whether you want to call them entities or spiritual beings or angels, or if you have a name for them, Yahweh, or I know I didn't say that right, God, Goddess, Father, Son, it doesn't matter. The name is unimportant. What's important is that you believe that there is something out there, something that has it has more than what we can't see it, we can't touch it. And unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, our faith and our belief is tested the most when things go wrong in our life. It's easy to say, oh, I believe in this and I believe in that, when our bills are all paid and our love life's going great and work is just, we just got a great promotion. It's easy during those times to say, oh, yeah, I believe in this and I believe in that. And I don't know if you agree. And I have something to share real quick, but it's the most difficult when we don't. So here it is, what I'm going to share.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we have to, and I don't believe that it all, for some of us it might come natural. Like I know it does for you, Natalie, believing is just a part of who you are and
right.
When and how that came. But, you know, how would you explain it to someone that doesn't come natural to them, that it's something that is almost foreign to them, that concept of believing?
That's a good question. If somebody said, well, why do you believe? I want you to tell me why. I don't even know if I could answer it. I could just say, because it's something from within. It's, I think you receive more of it the more spiritual you get. And I could be wrong about that, but I have this feeling that the more you delve into that area, I mean, because you can't go and you can't buy it. You can't get it from somebody mm-hmm. as a gift. It has to come from within, and maybe it has to do with your soul and what it is. And see, like for me, I mean, I went about my life, you know, every day like I should. But it wasn't until, I'm trying to really think when I felt this. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, I felt it, you know, back in 82, but I saw something. Maybe that was my proof. I don't know. You know, I have no idea. But I don't know, Maya. How do you prove it to somebody? How do you? Maybe you have a better explanation than I do. I don't really know.
I mean, I think that's a really good question, and I often feel that for me, the bottom line purpose, if I had to say, what is the foundation for your purpose in being a spiritual expert, I would say that amongst the time frames and the predictions and the guidance and the advice, all of which comes from my guides, it's never my personal opinion, I would say that it's to either help to reinstate or help a person to find their faith or their belief in something greater. Because when, you know, so I believe that it's a factoring, it's a multitude of influences. Like, for example, you had an experience in 82, but prior to that, just to be clear, you were a believer in that which cannot be seen or touched or felt or, like you said, bought or given, right? I mean, that definitely...
Oh, exactly, exactly. And I'm sitting here thinking about, was there anything that really happened to me that, I mean, other, you know, and I don't really think going to Catholic Church and Mass every day did it. I don't think that was it at all. Sometimes, though, a lot of people will have something happen to them, like a near miss in something, like, oh, boy, if I would have been there, it would have been over for me. And maybe they start to think, well, maybe there is divine intervention. Maybe there are, which is what I believe in, absolutely, to the highest. Maybe that would kind of make them think about, oh, well, I didn't see anything and I didn't hear anything, but I know something kept me from going over there, and it would have been bad for me. That happens every day to people, all the time. But I think also, Maya, they don't think about it like we think about it. I don't really, that's a tough thing to answer. You know, how can you tell me how you believe? Maybe I was born with it. I don't know. I don't really know, because my childhood was so different than everybody else's. You would have thought that I would have been able to see things and hear things all the time. But, you know, I kept myself very busy alone when I was alone. So, you know, I don't know, when I was 3-4 years old. I mean, I wasn't at home alone then. I was with a babysitter. But maybe, you know, when I was left alone about 7, maybe I felt then that I had protection and didn't even realize it. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about angels then either. I don't really know. But I think you can have something happen to you, like I said, a near miss in your life. I think that's what it is. I don't think it's, you know, if you're close to death, you're going to see, some people see things, actually, you know, really, they see something, and all of a sudden they're better, they're well, you know. And you can talk about miracles, too, that happen. I like to think that much of it is divine intervention, because it pushes it even higher, although a miracle... To me, a miracle is something that happens that there is no explanation at all. Like somebody being really ill, probably not going to make it, and the next morning the doctor goes in and their eyes are awake and they're fine. No explanation. It was not the drugs. It was not anything that they did at the hospital. They're just fine and they're sitting up ready to go home. Now, that is more like a miracle. But it could also be both, divine intervention. I just love divine intervention, because I just believe that that can happen at any moment in time. You don't have to be near death. You don't have to be really super sick. You don't have to be walking in front of a car and you get thrown away so that you don't get run over. You see what I'm saying? But to explain it to somebody, they'd say to me, well, what do you mean about this, that you believe this, you believe in things you cannot see and you can't hear or touch. And I hear bells once in a while. Doesn't sound good. Oh, good. Great, Natalie, you hear bells. No, I hear the phone ring once. I do hear that. But other than that, I'm not like Maya Moon. Maya Moon channels. She gets messages from her guides. I don't even do that. I think I just do it. I don't, you know, I don't ever hear my guides. I always say they're on vacation, because I've never seen them. I've never heard from them. Maybe they whisper in my ear. That's what they say sometimes. They can just whisper in your ear, but you might not even hear it, but it is something audible. I don't know, Maya. I mean, how would you explain it? I mean, if somebody asked you, why do you believe in that, you know?
Right. It is very difficult to answer. And I would say, I would say a lot of things, but I guess I would say to that person, you know, let's say it's someone that's had more struggles than not, because that's generally the person that's going to be questioning faith and why should I believe and all that. I guess how I would begin it is I would say, okay, well, I understand that your life has been more struggle than it's been comfort or ease or peace, but certainly there's got to be something that you can look upon. Maybe it was owning a pet. Maybe it was an afternoon by the lake. Maybe it was you bore a child. I mean, you have to. There's going to be some experience that you can tap into, some memory that was a good memory. So start there, and then from there, the way that I would explain it is, rather than trying to define what it is, I would say, I would try to define, if this were not true and this was not a real concept, this was not reality, this was not a part of everything within the world spiritually. And, you know, we keep saying spiritually, but I want to preface that with saying that, you know, our bodies are just shells. They're only vessels. So it's not as if our spirituality is in its own little cubby and it's separate from the rest of us and we can survive and go on and live, you know, without it. It's the opposite. If we have no spirit or soul, then we would not be, we can be evil. We can have an evil soul or a negative soul, but we have to have a soul. So when we're saying that, We're not trying to be exclusive or inclusive by saying that, well, if you're spiritual, this, what we're trying to explain, or at least this is how I'm getting it, is that the more spiritually evolved and aware you are, the easier this is to understand. So, sorry, I'm a scatter person, so I tend to scatter my seeds all around. Okay, so back to how I would, and here goes my voice too. I just call me Croaky for today. I was a puffer fish last year. Natalie knows, she gets a kick out of that. But I'm no longer a puffer fish. Just for those of you that felt concerned, I'm not a puffer fish, but I am a croaker. So, I'll croak out what I've been trying to say for 5 minutes. No, really, I wanted to say the other stuff too. Okay, what I would say to someone is, rather than for me to try to define and say, okay, you know, like I've got a piece of paper, this is how I picture it, this is how my guides show me, and, you know, we're doing this mathematical equation, I would say, let's assume that this is not, and this doesn't exist. Where does it leave us? So if we were to look at it that way, I would try to explain it that way. So let's take the other side and say, okay, we have a non-believer. This person says, oh, that's such a bunch of malarkey. That's such hogwash. There's no supreme being, there's no creator, there's no divine this, divine that. Whatever happens, just happens. And then I would say to that person, then what is the point? And I'm not, believe me, do not take this that in any way I'm referring to suicide as an option. I'm just being dramatic to get the point across. So, but what I would say is, well, if there is nothing, there's, you know, it's just good luck or bad luck or coincidence, then why do we bother to get up in the morning? Why do we say, oh, I love that coffee, or that's my favorite tea, or, oh, I'm so glad you made banana bread, or, hey, how about we go for an Italian meal? I mean, really, think about it. I mean, if we don't believe in something better, greater, which represents, among other things, the potential, right? I mean, it's the potential that there can be change and there can be something, whether it's something better to someone that already has good things or it's better potential to someone that has nothing. If that lacks and that's not real or it's not true or it doesn't exist, then I would say, tell me, what is the point of this life and why would we even bother? I mean, why go to work? I mean, you need money, but if there's really nothing, if this is as good as it gets and there's nothing, then why work hard? Why not just, I mean, why have goals and love? I mean, you have to look at love because love, I mean, to me, love is the epitome of aside from our creator. Wouldn't you say, or would you not say, that love is the epitome and the icon for belief?
That's right. No, I believe that also. And I'm thinking, if maybe, like for me, going to Mass, getting my sacraments, you know, I was confirmed, I was baptized, Holy Communion, maybe that repetition of hearing, maybe I heard some things. Although back then, the nuns and all that, I mean, they're so different right now. They were actually not very nice. they walked around with their rulers and it was worse than being in school during the day. And then after school, you had to go for this. And I didn't really think that much. I can remember sitting there and not really thinking about it, just behaving okay. I was good. I wasn't a little terror at all. And I don't know, maybe it wasn't brainwashed, but I mean, maybe it was just something about the energy that I received that I didn't cause any problems. I didn't question anything, but maybe I was absorbing something and I didn't even know it. Because I didn't recognize, you know, even back when I helped to run this big, huge group in Michigan, I was not like I am now at all. And I really don't know, Maya, what changed it for me. It wasn't Planet Stars, which was my first sight. That wasn't it. I have to try to remember. I guess it was probably in 1982, although I believed then. But you see, I was working for that group. It was at the same time. That's what it was. And so I went to all these readers, you know, advisors that I knew that I actually had to interview them and what they thought. And this one gal, I did work for her, which was a dumb move on my part, because she walked around like she was better than me, but I didn't let it bother me. It never bothered me. That's what's so hilarious. It didn't bother me. I just let her be the way she was, and I didn't say to myself, well, okay, you know, things are going to change for you. You're going to see, blah, blah. You know, I didn't think anything of it. I just did. I didn't work for her for a really long time. But it was about that time, though, because I asked her, I said, well, what do you think about, what I saw? And she really made light of it. And I called her right away, and she said, oh, that was just for healing. And her name was Susan. I said, no, Susan, it wasn't just for healing. I had to see it. This was massive. This was just not some little tiny thing. This was huge. Well, she kind of, now that I'm thinking about it, she kind of made really light of it. Like, I don't think she was jealous, but I don't think she thought that Natalie, could even have something like this happen for me. Because, first of all, I wasn't a reader. All I did was collect the money and do all the other stuff. Did that very well. So she looked down on me, I think is what it was. But I didn't even think anything of it. I thought,
But I did go back to her and say to her, no, it was more than that. I was supposed to see it, or I could have been kept asleep.
Right.
That's
you
how
wouldn't
I've
have
always,
needed to. You, you would not
I wouldn't have needed,
needed
to see anything. I could have dreamt it, but I didn't dream it. I sat up and looked around from where this glow was coming. It was a yellowish, beautiful, golden glow. Well, she said, well, that's healing. You just had great healing. I said, yes, I believe that. But I said, there's more to it than just that. She was kind of like, she was jealous is what she was. She didn't like the fact that little old me got this visitation, and she probably never saw anything like what I did. And instead of being spirit, now I'm thinking about her, instead of being spiritual about it, she showed that she was envious. She didn't want
right.
me to think it was anything. Oh, no, it was just to heal you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It appeared in my wall, not yours. You know, and I never mentioned anything like that to her again. I didn't stay with her that long because sometimes people, you work for people, and they think they own you, and they think that, you know what I'm saying, that you're their gopher for everything, and I was making, what, maybe $5 an hour from her? Oh, my gosh, no. She couldn't hire me now. Yeah. But anyways, when I'm looking back, this is how I realized part of it was I did see something in it, and it totally made a believer out of me, even though maybe that was the catalyst for me, I guess is what I want to say. What do you think, Maya?
Well, first of all, I think that she was envious, and she was not willing to validate how profound of an experience you actually had. So she made it, you know, I mean, there's people that are that way. You show them, you know, you're all excited, and your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend gives you a ring for your birthday, and they go, oh, yeah, that's kind of pretty. And, you know, I mean, it's like I always think, what do you get? Does somebody charge you for compliments? You know, instead of saying, oh, you lucky thing, you must be thrilled. That's just gorgeous. And not that we're all walking around trying to get, you know, compliments, but especially something that we're trying to process and understand, like the spiritual experience.
Right. She was not happy for me at all, Maya. She was envious.
Well, that just says she's a miserable
person.
So to
me, she was not very spiritual. If somebody would have said that to me, I would have asked all the details. Well, what did it look like? How big was it? How did you feel? All she said, oh, yeah, that was to heal you. That's all she said to me. Because she didn't like it. Because I was like a nobody, really. I was a nobody. You know, I didn't, not in the grand scheme of things, but in that world, I was a nobody. Yeah, you know, Natalie can handle all the money, thousands and thousands, it doesn't matter. You're going to be sure she's going to do it right, and nothing's going to be missing and all of that. Oh, yeah, you could trust me with your life, and you can bet I would take care of it. But she, when I think about it now, how she just kind of like pushed it off, and she never mentioned it again to me. But it stuck with me forever. I mean, it's still with me. I can still see it. So it's really kind of sad, but maybe that was really what led me into what I'm doing. And then it just, so maybe you do have something happen to you to make you believe. But I think mine happened before that. I think everybody can be different. I don't think it can be the same for everybody. I remember as a little girl sitting and thinking, and I didn't ask God either. I just talked. And if something happened like that disturbed me or upset me, I would sit in my room and talk. Well, I know you're going to take care of this. I know this is going to, I'm going to feel better. I know I'm going to feel better. Well, who was I talking to? I don't know. It didn't matter. To me, I knew I was talking to something or someone, or not someone, but you know what I'm saying.
Something
was hearing me.
Right.
I could be heard.
Right. And
I was
heard. what I get is that you always had that door, you know, belief and faith, they kind of go hand in hand. And it's a door. And some of us, the door is cracked. Some of us, the door is wide open. Some of it's partway. It's what I said before. All of us have the door at least cracked, even if it's barely cracked. And then it's our choice and our actions, intentions, and agenda that chooses to open the door wider. So your door was open. And then when you receive that experience, however you want to categorize it, you know, whether it was angels or, I mean, we know it was something divine and of the light. And, you know, the healing to me was just a side dish for the main course, which was that happened and that set you on your path that you're on currently, where belief is something that you could never be as successful with this type of venue if you did not have such strong beliefs and you were not so committed to those beliefs. Because literally we have to be. And in order, and that's the other thing, you know, if we always have to think about, if you want to call it belief or faith, I believe they're fairly interchangeable words. And we have to choose between that and worry, because those two words do not harmonize. They do not, we can't say, I believe, but I worry. You know, I worry, but I believe. We're all going to worry some. I don't want to be unrealistic here. But if we're caught up in constant worry and strife, then we've lost, then our door, we better go run check it and say, uh-oh, better open it up, because whenever we open the door, the light comes in. Our spiritual door has accidentally gotten shut or closed too much.
Right.
Because we can't, you know, we can't have that worry. And remember, we're manifesting, you know, it's just like if you're driving a car, you and you're going from point A to point B. Most of us have several choices. Speaking generally, I mean, obviously we can't cover every exact scenario, but generally speaking, we have choices of which way. We're, no matter which route we take, some faster, some slower, some have more scenic, some, you know, it goes on and on. But we're still going to get to that destination. So we have to remember, too, as we're going through this process, that we're in the driver's seat and we're in control. We don't have control of everything, certainly not circumstances, external things occur in our life in which we have absolutely no control. However, the one thing we have complete and total control over is what we choose to either to believe or to be a non-believer. And believing, we don't know it's infinite. We don't know what it can offer. We don't know that road is a road that goes on forever and never stops. So we can't say where it could lead because we don't know. However, what we can say, which goes back to what I said about teaching people, you know, about belief, is that if we choose not to believe and not to have faith, then we know that we're coming to a stop sign or one of those lights that never changes. If you've ever had one of those that malfunction on you and you're just sitting there and it just doesn't change, we know we're going to be stopped and obstacles are going to crop up in our life. So I'll give it over to you, though.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think if there was anything else that, I mean, it was instilled in me. I have no doubts. And also, too, I want people to know that once you have that, once you have that belief, your everything doesn't have a limit on it. you, like you said, Maya, the door is wide open for me. Sometimes I have to talk to even my son about it. He says, well, sometimes, Mom, I just don't believe. And I said, but after we had that little car incident, that changed him totally because I reminded him of that fact. Oh, really? Really? I think if you look back in your life and see any near miss that you ever had, do you really think that there wasn't something behind that? Because you have a purpose, and you have to believe that. There was like about, 5 or 6 years, I guess, where I had to struggle for what I was doing here at home. Stars was just beginning. I wasn't online as much and all of that, but everybody knows I had to take care of my late husband. And there were times when it would get really bad for me that I would lock myself up in the bathroom if I could and just sit on the floor and sob because I just didn't know how it was going to ever end. I feared for myself, for my life, but I really knew that I knew how to handle that because I had handled it many days before that. So, I just knew. I have seen things, like I said, and I guess the more you see, the more you believe. I was sitting there, and I was just sobbing, and I kept thinking, how is this ever going to end? Is this what I have now? I don't have any love. All I have is this. No, and I would think to myself, that can't be it. No, that's not it. So when I sat down that day after I locked myself in, I looked down to the floor and I saw feet and the bottom of a robe, a long robe, not quite touching the feet, but long enough that the whatever it was could walk. You wouldn't trip on it, so it wasn't super. It was just like foot length, like at the ankle, I guess you want to say. Now I looked down and I was like in a bad way. And it was like when my mind realized what it was, I kind of sat up straight, I stopped crying, and I got up, and I was good to go. It was like somebody threw something on me. Okay, it's gone now, Natalie, it's gone. And I was fine. Had that have not happened to me at that moment in time, I probably would have sat there for a really, really long time. I don't remember the days after because they kind of all went into one another. This wasn't pleasant. But I think that really helped me. And I've had other things after that have done the same thing to not reinstate, but to maybe add to what I already know. And now it's like unstoppable. Now you can't tell me that there are not things that are possible. If you believe in something, and I don't mean silly stuff now, I mean good, honest stuff. Like you can apply it to a job. Okay, you've done all the studying, you've got your degree, now you got to find the job. Well, oftentimes you're going to get knocked down and it's not going to be the job, but what you need to always tell yourself is, there will be another door opening. There will be another chance. God will give me another chance. Why? Because I earned it. I deserved it. I worked hard. I've been a good person. And if you haven't been a good person, and I'm telling people out there that might listen, you just need to atone. God forgives everyone. And just don't worry about it. You'll be forgiven. Just say you're sorry. I'm sorry for what I did. And start the next day. What, Maya?
I was going to say not to interrupt you, but I just want to say in conjunction with that is, aside from what you're saying, is that one of the biggest ways we can show atonement, or we can show, our true self, is to believe, is to change that
right
belief, So that's all I want you to finish, but I just wanted to say.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. You know, I tell people that all the time that I talk to, that, but see, for me, it's not just a door. It's huge. It's got big handles. So take those handles and throw the door open. Let things come to you. Don't, you know, it's really tough. I mean, I'm such an empathic person. I mean, sometimes I can't even watch television. It bothers me so much. It really, really does. So I don't watch it. I don't watch news. I don't watch anything. I just sit at and do all my bookkeeping that I have to do and listen to my music, because music is soothing for me. And I flip the stations, and now I can use my Bluetooth, and, oh, I'm good to go. I'm just all set up here. But if you want to know about belief, and you're going to say, well, Natalie, you have to tell me, what does that mean? It comes from within. It just comes from within. And not everybody believes like I do, not totally like I do. I understand that. I get it. But it comes back to do everything under grace. Just, you know, that helps. I think you build upon something like that too. It just doesn't, one day you wake up and say, okay, I believe in everything that I cannot see. Nah, it doesn't happen that way. It's not going to happen that way. I mean, nobody's going to throw water on you and say, I believe. It takes time. And I like to think, and I know that if you've done something wrong, you know, God forgives everyone. There's no, you know, you're not going to be 40 slashes and all that. No, he's going to forgive you. But you have to atone for it. You have to say you're sorry, and then you have to do something good right behind it. I, looking back as a little girl, but, you know, you can't base your life on mine. Some people have had terrible lives. But a lot of people have come out of those terrible lives as they were younger, and they're very successful. They have good families and all of that. So, but you can't tell me that they didn't believe in something. They believed in putting the next foot forward and opening that big door. Walk through it. You know, just walk through it. It's not going to hurt you. It wouldn't be there if it was going to hurt you. See, my belief is so strong. I'm not saying I could walk on hot coals. No, I couldn't do that. I do have my fears of a couple things that I cannot do. I probably could do them in a time if like it was an absolute necessity. I guess I would. I don't know. But belief is something that you cannot buy. You can read about it all you want, but it has to come from within. You have to believe. And it doesn't mean that in your lifetime you're going to ever see anything with your eyes. You're going to have any proof. I'm telling you, you might not. But then times happen then when you least expect it. And two, I have another thing that I want to say, and then I'll let you talk, Maya. But I think sometimes we say, well, okay, prove it to me. And we ask for proof. You can't do that either. So you have to be just willing to relax with it, go about your business, be a good person. Don't show evil to people. I see this every day, and I don't understand it, but I guess I do understand it. You know, when you're dealing with multitudes, you're going to have all kinds of people. But then you have all kinds of people that are like you and I, Maya, that we just believe. That's it. I mean, I just know that something, or you want to call it God, whatever you believe in, is watching out for me. I just know it. And doesn't mean I'm going to go step in front of a car and he's going to stop the car. No, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, I think everybody knows what I'm saying. I've just had a lot of things happen to me in my life that, and something of recent that I just know in my heart and in my soul, I just know. But I get visions, but I don't get visions of everybody. Like, you know, Maya could say, well, what do you think about this? Well, I wouldn't get anything. But about myself, I can. I can do it on a moment's notice. But somebody else will see, that's something that I can do, but I can only do it for me. Unfortunately, I can't do it for everybody. But when I get something like that, and it's real, to me it's real, there's nothing going to stop it. There's nothing going to stop what I get. Nothing. You know, and I don't even like to say, well, I could be wrong, but I'm not wrong. I know. And that's a knowingness. That's another thing, too, it's a knowingness. You just know, and it's really hard to explain to people, well, how do you know? You know, how do you know? I don't know if you have to be raised exactly like I was, which wasn't in the best conditions, but something protected me, something kept me from getting hurt and not feeling any pain or any emotional pain from my friends that sometimes totally ignored me. I didn't miss a beat. I just went about my business, and well, I've told that story before. That was just something in me. I didn't sit and cry and be upset about something. You know, they didn't come and get me today. Well, I didn't think about it anymore. It was gone from my mind. And I don't know why, but that's how I was raised. That's what my childhood was like. And each step that I took, all the people that I worked for, I didn't even know then. I didn't even know anything that I would be doing what I'm doing today. I had no clue. It's a nice feeling when you can be like this. Doesn't mean that you don't fall off your seat once in a while. I like to say fall off your seat. Because you can. You can have times when you get really upset, but it's not that you don't believe in things you cannot see. You just get upset because you want something so bad and you feel like it's breaking your heart. But then something will happen and you'll realize, oh, didn't break my heart. I'm still here. I can do this. And you reemphasize what it is that you're waiting for or you believe in. And you're good to go. I do it. I've had really good days. Maya and I talked last Monday night and Tuesday. And ever since then, so I have to thank you, Maya, for that. Well, I already did. But ever since then, I've just felt so solid. So even I can get, I don't want to say out of whack, but I can get very... I can get upset just like everybody else. Candy's typing me some things, so maybe you want to talk. I don't know if I can say all this. She's giving me some things that, because she can't get in the room, some things that she went through for herself to believe. Maybe, let's see.
I figured next week we'll focus on helping. Maybe you might share your story, and then we'll focus on helping our listeners how to instill the belief if their door is open
right.
a lot, you know, smaller mm-hmm. than what. Did you have something from Candy you wanted to share? Because I know.
Yeah, but it's pretty long. I mean, there's just one here. She says she was stranded in Tennessee, no home to go to in a broken car with two babies. The Red Cross put the kids and I up in a motel room that night, and the next day we had our own two-bedroom apartment. We didn't have to pay rent for in the low-income housing project. It was totally a blessing, even though I never saw that car again. She said there was a six-month waiting list for the apartment. Well, Candy, you have to type back to me. Did you believe something that you would be taken care of? Did you know? That's the thing. Did you just know? Now, I wish this would happen to everybody. Then everybody all over Maya would have a beautiful life. It would be such a wonderful world. But unfortunately, it's not that way. And sometimes it's due to language barriers, understanding. I mean, we could get off the beaten track really quick. I guess I can. And she's got another story here, but I think I might save it because it's 8:54. So next week, I think I'll save this because it'll still be there for me. What story am I supposed to talk about next week, or stories? I have a few of them, I guess, don't I?
Whatever you decide. I know you've got several. You've got a situation you might want to share, just what you are comfortable with, or you might want to detail.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes. No, I gotcha.
because
I gotcha.
You know, I'm thinking about love. And so just closing things up now, we will be back next week, and you're always welcome. We don't do personal readings anymore in on the radio. However, you're welcome to call in if you have a general question that's just very general, nothing that, you know, applies to you in your life. Well, my son, you know, or my work, I'm finding this. How do I? So anything that's general, or if you just like to share your opinion or your thoughts, we would love to hear from you. So make sure you give the number. You can give your first name. You know, it's very anonymous. We're, as you can tell, we're very easygoing. So we're not like some of these news shows. I mean, not that we aren't professional. We are in our own capacity. But the show is more of a casual run. But one of the things
right.
that I just wanted to say is that we, when we're looking at having belief and things that we already established that more often than not, it's not something, even though I've had experiences, and many people, actually I believe more people than are even aware have had experiences that they have seen or felt or smelled or touched. However, for those that haven't, it can be a struggle because we can't have, you know, there's levels, like Natalie talked about, a miracle is the highest level. That's when every doctor, every scientist, it belies every known fact of mankind. And then you have divine intervention, and that's where those present knew that something, someone, something intervened. Well, then when you have our belief system, the problem is it's very difficult. If our door is just cracked open, then if we're thinking of thing large getting through, that is not possible. It's only possible if our door is wide open. So we can get into a situation where we're in conflict and contradiction within ourselves because we want to believe, but we don't feel yet ready to embrace beliefs. And so we're waiting for a sign. And the problem with that is sometimes we have to believe before we get the sign. Then we get a sign or a validation of that belief. So that's something to be thinking about, is that belief, you know, we have to have that. It has to come first. It has to be the foundation on which then the changes, the shifts, the manifesting, love, all these good things will come. But without belief, it's like what I said earlier about it's just another day. So if you are working and you say, oh, I don't believe I'll ever get a promotion. No, it's not going to happen. Forget it. And I'm not going to ever get a different job. I mean, if you set yourself up, some people call that PMA, positive mental attitude. But really, it's a lack of belief. If you set yourself up with a lack of belief, then there is nothing. It's very rare that higher power is going to come and say, okay, well, I'm going to pick you out and I'm going to prove to you. Now, it does happen, but what I've found and what my guides teach, and this is just my experiences and my teaching, is that we're much more inclined to receive validation of our beliefs when or during having that belief. In other words, believers are much more apt, like that song, I saw her face and now I'm a believer. So I really believe that's true. With that, I'm going to say good night.
Yeah.
I hope all of you can start to work towards believing, because it is when we believe that positive things start to occur in our life and changes come and our potential and purpose comes. So with that, everyone have a good evening and a wonderful week, and we'll see you same bat time, same bat station.
Yes, we will. And, yeah, and so I love you, Maya. I love you, Candy. I know Candy's listening, and I have a great site, starswithazpsychics.com. Go visit. There's just a multitude of, like Maya, she channels, and she does mediumship work, and then there's Candy. She's on the site all the time. They're both on the site all the time, but there's, you know, I've probably got most of the same ones. I've added one here. And then I brought some people back that were with the site before. If they have, I mean, I'll bring them back if they show me that they really want to do it. You know, it takes effort. But I think you could find somebody amongst all the people, or you can email me, starscast@starpsychics.com, and I'll guide you the way. That's what I do. I am the light, and it's funny. I have to say this. When I started Planet Stars, which was my first site back in 1998, my friend Ricky, we were trying to come up with some kind of a banner, you know. Well, she just thought I was the light. That's it. You're the light. You're the beacon. You are the beacon. And I said, well, why? I mean, she taught me stuff, too. I said, why? She said, you just are. You're going to build. It's like if you build it, they will come. Remember what? Field of Dreams? Well, she just said to me, you're going to do this, but you're going to do something else. And she said, but I want to do a lighthouse. So that's what I had on the site for a really long time, was a lighthouse. Isn't that unreal? And then, of course, when we developed Stars, or we were developing Stars, we made Planet Stars as the hub, or it's the place where you can access everything that you need. And, you know, the stars, the brightness of the stars and all of that, and you know, the compliments I get, like from Maya Moon and from Rainbow Rose, who is also known as Ricky. She does all my reviews on the magazine. They both have said that I am Stars. I am the light. And I've heard it from many, many people. And, you know, people will say, well, why do you do this? Because I have a passion for it. It's a passion that you can't buy. It's just there with me. It's just, I love all the people that come to the site. You know, I have some that were, you know, started. I'm number one on the site, but there are some that were like, you know, 30. We have over 10,000 now. They've been with me 6.5 years, been with the site 6.5 years. Very devoted, wonderful. Sometimes I'll post little notes in their file, you know, that they can see when they log on. And I love doing that. It's like I call myself the Stars Fairy. That's what I am. I just sprinkle it all over them, you know, just work it really good, and that helps. And I think that helps with belief. If you start doing a lot of good things and not worry about, well, nothing good came for me today, but sometimes you will feel that way. Well, okay, when's it going to be my turn? Oh, don't worry about it. You know, like I told you 2 weeks ago, sometimes you get good health, and that's what you're receiving for all the wonderful things that you've done. Maybe it won't be money that you gave out, but maybe you'll have longevity. So, you know, it's a balance. It's a real good balance. So with that, I'm going to stop talking because I feel my voice cracking. And I have to call my webmaster yet, and he's going to say, what were you doing? But anyways, I love everybody, and it'll be another good show, and I'll tell you some of the things that have happened to me. Might be a little repetitious, and maybe Maya can share some of her things. But remember, as I always ending the show, believe in things that you cannot see because they really are there. Good night, and we'll see you next week. I love you. Bye.